79 Coast, by the way, if you want to be our first call of the day. I think we're going to start that every day. Why not?
Why not?
Yesterday we talked to Richard and learned all about end mills.
Yes, and Gorham.
New piece of information.
Yep.
I went and Googled because I was like, I got to see what these things look like. And I was like, oh, I've seen that before. I just didn't know what that was called.
Oh, maybe I'll Google it.
End mills. 79 Coast, whatever you're doing, just let us know you're listening. And you don't have to have anything to say. You just say hi.
Well, it would be first kind of awkward if you just called and had nothing to say, though.
Well, you don't have to have something to say. We're going to ask you questions.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Just waking up. I just didn't know we were going to go right into Spank Bank, but here we are.
Yeah. Well, yep. You know, that's how we roll.
Yep. Man, it was fun.
Started 100%.
Yeah.
There's no build up on this show. It's 5 o'clock. Whoa. Mom, what's Spank Bank?
Oh.
Like, you know, that's happening.
I know.
I wonder if Todd even knows that term.
Of course he does.
He does? Okay.
If he watched the movie Poison Ivy and references it.
Did it even have a plot? It was Alyssa Milano was in it, but she was young. She must have been 20 years old.
Yeah, I think
this was,
post.
She was in Who's the Boss, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this is post Who's the Boss when she was like young and innocent.
I think it was the story of the Amy Buttafuoco situation.
Amy Buttafuoco. Oh, is
who
that?
Who shot the wife. Because she was dating Joey Buttafuoco.
Oh.
And I feel like everyone back then remade the plot of it because she was like this young, pretty girl. And,
okay.
And so I think that's why I watched it, because it was like, oh, about the Joey. And, you know, I was.
It was the more porny remake of the Buttafuoco.
100% porn.
Yeah.
100%. Hey,
good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Anita.
Hi, Anita.
Hi, Anita. I need a caller in the morning.
I need a cocktail.
I need a pillow and aspirin.
What are you doing up? I assume you're going to work. No one is up willingly at this hour.
Right.
Correct. I am going to work. I work for a food company called Unidyne, and they have the food contract with L.L. Bean.
Unidyne.
Oh,
wow.
I'm jealous.
Wait a minute. So what do you do to, what do you do? Like, what do you?
Well, it's a food contract company. So what do? We work with food.
I know that, Anita.
She's
I'm not an idiot.
She's crapping on you.
Okay,
yes, Anita,
okay.
Go for
so,
it.
So, no, but do you provide food service for employees or something? Give me a real answer, Anita, you wise ass.
Okay. Yeah, we do provide food service for the employees. L.L. Bean has decided, we've been doing this. Well, they have decided to reward their employees who are working at the manufacturing locations.
Oh, wow,
and
that's
they're
cool.
They're giving them a free lunch every day.
Wow.
So we make 500 sandwiches every day.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We have a driver who delivers to three different locations here in Freeport, as well as one in Brunswick and one in Lewiston.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So what is your role? Are you delivering? Are you sandwich making? Are you managing? What do you do over there?
I also work the cafe, so I'm the cashier, and I have, you know, obviously, I make coffee all day long, and I clean up that area. And then we have these brown bags that have to have labels put on them. And then we have cookies that we make that need to go in plastic bags and sealed. So you're kind of busy the whole day that you're there. Before you know it, which is kind of nice, because that's how work should be.
And I assume you must have been working this whole time, right?
We did have a little bit of a lull until Beans decided to do this for their employees.
Okay.
And then we've been busy the whole time after that. So that's been kind of good.
That's awesome. I tell you
Very
what.
Cool.
Every person who I know who's ever worked for L.L. Bean, now or in the past, always has nice things to say. And it really seems like a nice place to work. So, I mean, free lunch.
So, I know.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, well, as always, there's always complaints, but, you know.
Of course, there's complainers.
Right?
Yeah, there's complainers everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's cool. So that's awesome. So when you make the sandwiches, do you put, here's my question about sandwich making.
Okay.
Do you put the condiment, the mayo, the mustard, whatever it is, on both slices of bread or only on one?
I bet it's on the side for her.
We include it in the bag.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because my opinion on sandwiches is that the condiment needs to go on both slices, otherwise it's not enough.
Agree.
You know?
Correct. Yes.
I'm a both-slice kind of gal.
I love that Anita said, correct.
Yeah. Yes. That's
you know
what
why? Because I have grandchildren, and I always like to make sure that they use bigger words instead of you know.
Right. That's funny. All right, Anita. Well, off to work, and tell everyone over there at Unidyne that we say hello and thank you, friend. Pass along our thanks to the folks at L.L. Bean who are stitching and doing all that stuff. I know some of them transferred
packing
to
mass packing and shipping.
Packing and shipping. You pack it. What is it? Do you remember the movie Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yes.
And Robin Williams' character, he ends up getting a job. He thinks it's going to be like with a film place, and it's where he ends up getting the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert. Sorry if you haven't finished Mrs. Doubtfire.
Spoiler alert.
From a movie that's 25 years old.
Right.
But then he goes in, and he thinks he's going to be working with this like film studio or TV studio, and it turns out he's just shipping the stuff.
Yes.
And the guy goes, you pack those, you ship those. It comes in, you pack it, you ship it. Any questions? And then he goes, after you pack them, and he goes, you ship them. Lots of luck, wise ass, or something. All right, Anita. Have a good morning. Thanks for listening.
Bye, Anita.
All right, you guys. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Thank
you.
Bye-bye. I love... I work for Unidyne. Oh, that's cool. We do food for L.L. Bean. Okay. What do you do? Well, we make food and people eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, no bleep, Sherlock. Thanks, Anita.
Anita.
Woo! I may sound stupid, but I'm not as stupid as I sound, okay?
All right.
Good morning. It's The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. We're going to play the song game again, which needs a name, by the way.
Yeah, we do.
We'll work on that next, but we'll each pick out songs to play. And then whichever one gets the most votes, we'll play it.
Okay.
Simple. It's almost as simple as having a food company. What do you do?
I make
food. Make food. People eat it.
You idiot.
Thanks, Anita.